The Liz Callaway Show with Nick Summers, bringing you the voices that make you think right now on Talk 94.5.
So maybe you've heard of the Myrtle Beach Regional Economic Development Corporation. Well, they are really tasked with bringing and attracting businesses to the Horry County area. And part of what they do is educating the rest of us about amazing companies that are already in existence here. And joining us this morning from New York Life is Yulitza Cronemeyer. She is a member of the Myrtle Beach Regional Economic Development Corporation, fresh off a field trip yesterday. And where in the world was Yulitza yesterday? Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. Yes, where we were indeed, right? So our first stop yesterday was at Systems Technology. And the funniest thing is we all commented as a group that we drove by the building a million times and never knew, you know, what they did or what they made. So if anyone's ever seen the brown brick building on Homestown Road right by the overpass for 17, that is Systems Technology, and what they do is they make service kits for MRI machines and assemblies. I know, and they ship worldwide,
wow.
And they are the only one in their niche that does that.
Wow.
So, trust me, we were all amazed. Everyone thought it was like an FBI, you know, building because it's just so nonchalant, and we all commented on the fact that there's really not a sign. You know, and then the actual owner said they actually just recently put up a sign on the building itself. So that was really, really, really awesome to learn about that.
Hmm.
And for them, they are looking to hire young local college professionals, and they actually hire right from our colleges, our local colleges.
Oh.
So that was really awesome.
What
to learn.
Kind of yeah. work is it?
So the crazy thing is I'm like, they are actually looking for the trades, right? Because their assembly is 100% hand assembly. So there's no, like, the machines make the equipment, but the employees actually assemble the product. So it is straight on hands-on that they need. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Very
and
good.
Then, I know after that, we actually were, you know, ready for some coffee and some bagels. So we stopped in at Benjamin's Bagels Bakery and Cafe. And I'm sure everyone knows about that. They're located in Surfside. But you know what the best thing about that was? Is I finally discovered, Mr. Lee shared the secret of how decaf coffee is made. Because we were all wondering. Yeah.
Well, so, do share.
I know, right? People are like, because as a barista myself, I used to do that. And it was like, do you want regular or decaf? And I'm like, well, you know, is it really decaf? So what they do is it's called a Swiss water process, and they just re-soak the beans and keep washing it until there's a very, very low amount of caffeine left in it.
Hmm.
And that's how decaf is made.
Yeah. Okay. Interesting.
I know. And then after that, we headed to the hospital. It wasn't anything that was pertaining to us, but we actually were just going to be visitors that day. So we went to Tideland's Health and, you know, learned a lot about the security. What it takes to run a hospital, right? And especially in our area with hurricanes and being prepared for any kind of disasters. So that was really, really amazing to see kind of like what they have to deal with on a daily basis. And if anyone follows me on Facebook, go check out the photos that I have because the machines and everything that they have in there that takes it to run that hospital, we were flabbergasted, like literally. But you know what the exciting part and the little tidbit for that trip was?
What?
Is that they shared with us that if you are ever in the hospital, you should try the salmon. That is what is really good in the cafeteria. Trust me. When he said that, I was like, you've got it. He's like, no, really? They even asked for the recipe. I was like, what? Highland Health has the best salmon on the beach.
That's good to know.
Yeah, I know, right? And then our last stop was Shade and Shadow Expo. They're actually a locally owned, you know, company in the area as well, family owned. So it's just amazing to see how many of our local businesses are here that we are able to support, right, that's in our backyard. So one fun thing about them is they're also looking to hire professionals, right? But they were looking for someone, like, if I can give anyone any advice that is going to be interviewing with them, is make sure that you show off your measuring tape skills.
Mm.
because apparently that is a trade that hasn't kind of like moved along with all our technology. No one can read a measuring tape anymore.
Wow.
Yes. So there's a lot of good stuff. You know, I just love learning about kind of like what are the challenges for some of our local businesses and, you know, what makes them, you know, successful in our area.
Absolutely. And you guys do this every month. How many more do you have left in the season?
So we have our graduation coming up in June. So we're all very, very sad because if I can encourage anyone, you know, to join the Myrtle Beach Regional and, you know, sign up for this course, it is amazing kind of what you learn and what you don't know that is, you know, located right here in our county. I mean, I've been here since 2005. You know, in Horry County, and I had no idea of what, you know, we have right here. So it was really, really eye-opening.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Ulitsa. Is there anything else you'd like to add about the trip?
No, just like I said, I'm like, looking forward to the next one. I can't wait to hear what we get to see and touch then.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you so much, Ulitsa Cronemeyer of New York Life. Thank you.